The Hastings Raiders wrestling team kicked their meet season into overdrive late last week and through the weekend. Hastings was able to take on both Henry Sibley and a highly ranked Simley last Thursday before traveling to Stillwater for a meet on Saturday. Head coach Tim Hanneberg of the Raiders joined Kitty WA Sports on Wednesday for an update.
Yeah, so we wrestled Henry Sibley and Simley last Thursday. Henry Sibley duel went really good for us. We had a lot of good wins. We won 13 out of 14 matches, so it was really good. We just had a bunch of new kids in our lineup who are kind of starting on the varsity for the first time, so it was really good to get that many wins with kind of brand new kids starting like that. So I thought usually that the first kind of duel of the year is a big measuring stick, you know, and we're kind of seeing where our technique is at and where we're kind of struggling at, what part of wrestling we're struggling at. Conditioning usually is a little suspect at that point, too. But overall, I thought we were looking good in every area of wrestling, so on our feet, on bottom, and on top. And our conditioning looked actually really good, which is a little surprising with the fact that our first week wasn't as long as we kind of wanted it. We were kind of extending practices during that second week. But, yeah, thinking about, like, yeah, just all the late start for wrestling and all that kind of stuff, I thought our conditioning looked really good. So that was a really fun way to start the season with a big win over Henry Sibley. And then after that, we transitioned to Simley, like you said. They're probably top 10, top 5 in the country and definitely the best team right now in the state of Minnesota. And that one was a little ugly from the top to the bottom. They just have name after name after name. I think they're up to about 71 recruits on their team right now. So that one was a little ugly, but we got two wins in the duels, so 2 out of 14, which was really good. But the biggest thing for me, too, was just seeing the fight in our kids. You know, even though you're stepping on the line with a kid that's nationally ranked or state ranked, probably in the top 3 or 2-1, like Simley's lineup, I thought our kids had a lot of fight in them, and they're trying to fight for 6 minutes hard. So that was really good to see. I really liked to see the fight, and that was really cool. And then after that one, yeah, we transitioned to Stillwater on Saturday. And once again, they're ranked number 1 in AAA. So Simley's number 1 in AA, Stillwater number 1 in AAA. And that was, once again, we had a lot of fight out of our kids. I thought we looked really good in all 3 areas of wrestling. Our conditioning, once again, looked really good. And we won 6 out of the 14, which is pretty cool against a team that's ranked number 1 in our division. So overall, just I think a really solid week of wrestling. You know, the record doesn't really look that like it right now with being 1-2. But and when you wrestle two tough teams like that to start the season off, it's really tough. And I thought our kids responded really well to it. And once again, the fight was the biggest thing for me. And we showed a ton of fight and a ton of effort.
Coach Hanneberg on the Raider lineup that looked very, very good throughout their first few matches of the 2021 season.
Yeah, you know what? To start the duel off, we have Blake Beisel. So he's wrestling 106. He was a little too small for 106 last year, but he's filled out the weight class. He's a freshman this year. He's filling out for the weight class now. And he started off the season really hot. So he's got 2 pins, actually, 2 out of 3 matches he's got pinned. And then he beat a Simley kid who's ranked in the top 8 right now. So he beat him 3-2. He's someone that we're really looking for big things because he's the first match of every duel, you know. So we're looking for him to start the duel off on the right foot and get the ball going. So he's going to be just electric for us the whole year. He's going to really turn some heads, and he's starting to do that right now already. And we knew he would. Like I said, he was too small last year, and we knew once he got to the right size and filled out the weight class, he was going to start turning some heads. So he's already doing that. Another person that's starting off the season really hot right now is Josh Rout. So he was at 120 last year, kind of 120, 126, 120 to finish the season. He's starting off the season this year at 145, so he had a big kind of growth spurt there. He's undefeated right now. He's 3-0. He's the other one that got the win against Simley, but he's looking really good, like I said, in all positions of wrestling, on his feet, on top, on the bottom. He's doing really good right now. And once again, we're looking for really big things from him. He was our only section champ last year, so he's a state qualifier last year for us. So we're looking for him to kind of continue that from last year and keep that ball going. And then, yeah, the middle part of our lineup is pretty strong. Follow up Josh with Aiden Erickson, who's been a starter for us in 7th grade. So he's a 10th grader now. So this is his 4th year starting for us on the varsity. And he's doing pretty phenomenal, too, and just really dominant on his feet and on top, and he's looking to do really good. He was a state qualifier for us last year as well. And then the next one up from him is Nolan Myers at 160. Nolan was a state qualifier last year for us. And once again, he's looking really solid. He's 2-1 so far in the season. Battled against the Simley kid really tough, and it's just made some giant improvements over the offseason. So we're, once again, looking for big things from Nolan, and that kind of middle part of the lineup is where we're looking kind of to make hay. Finish up on top, I would say one kid that's going to start turning some heads, too, is Austin LaFlay. He's at 220 for us right now. He is 2-1 on the season, so he lost to Simley. But we got to bump him up to a heavyweight again. Stillwater, he wrestled a big old boy from Stillwater, and Austin's weighed about 220. The kid was about 285, and Austin ended up pinning him in the third period. So Austin's another kid that we're looking for big things from, a young kid, a sophomore, and he's going to start turning some heads. And our heavyweight, Cameron Olson, he didn't get to wrestle last weekend, but once again, he's a state qualifier for us. He had probably the best record on the team last year at 30-9. He's going to kind of anchor us at the end of the lineup there, too. So those are kind of our big names, but every weight class, we're throwing out a pretty good kid, a pretty solid wrestler, and like I said kind of before in the interview, too, someone that's going to fight for 6 minutes hard.
Now the Raiders will have a couple of more tries against area teams starting on Thursday on the road, but Saturday coming back home for the first time at the Hastings High School Fieldhouse. house. And especially for those road matches, Coach Hanneberg is trying to stream even from his phone. And of course, right here on KDWA, we'll also keep you up to date on the Raiders. Coach Hanneberg on the next couple of meets, whether you're lucky enough to have a ticket to go to the meet or watching via stream.
Yeah, we're working on it. Streaming, I'm not the base tech expert there. I'm trying to get that out for everybody. You know, when we're on the road, we only get one fan per wrestler. And then when we're home, we only get two fans. So trying to get the streaming going to make sure that that other parent or family member can see the kids wrestle too, you know. So trying to get that going. And you can find that on Facebook at either Hastings Wrestling Club or Hastings High School Wrestling. Both of them are streamed. Hastings Community TV, fast forward a little bit, they're going to be live streaming our varsity match on Saturday when we're home. But this week, yeah, we go to St. Thomas on Thursday, and they got a pretty decent team. So we're really looking forward to wrestling St. Thomas, conference opponent there, so it's going to be really cool. And then we're going to be wrestling Woodbury. Most likely, that's going to be for the number one seed in the section. So that's going to be really fun, too. And they got a handful of really tough kids, a lot of kids that were either section champs or state qualifiers on their team last year. So that's going to be really fun, too. So pretty big night on Thursday, two pretty big duels. And then once again, yeah, we'll fast forward to Saturday. We're going to see Roseville, and their numbers are kind of down this year, so we're not going to get too many matches on varsity, but that's okay. A couple kids will get matches. And then Park, we'll see them, and I know us wrestling Park, our Highway 61 rivalry there. They got a full lineup, but I think that our kids are going to do pretty well against them. So it's going to be a really good test on Thursday, but once again, I think a lot of fun on Saturday to see where our kids are stacking up in the section.